My name is Garland Robinson. Colossians 3:17. What does it have to do with the use of mechanical instruments of music? Well, Colossians 3:17 says this, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Again, this is a principle that we read throughout the Bible. God says, whatever we do, now do is action, things that we are involved in. If we do something, then we are to do it according to a thus saith the Lord. That is, the Scriptures give us authority to act in a certain way. Then he also says, whatever we do in word, that is, the things we say, the things we teach, the things we sound forth, whatever we say, he says, is to be according to a thus saith the Lord. And that involves in our deeds or our actions as well. Now, to do something in the name of means by his authority. So we do something in the name of the Lord. That doesn't mean that we have to pronounce the words of everything we say and everything we do. Now, I'm doing this in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And it's not what we say as far as the words that we use, but it's the action. When we speak, let it be the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. That is, we would teach the truth. We would speak only those things that we can back up with a thus saith the Lord. Our actions, when we perform them, it is according to a thus saith the Lord. For example, when you send someone to the bank to do business for you, they act in your name or upon your authority. When the police go to someone's door, they can say, "Open in the name of the law." Well, that means they have the authority to command you to open the door. So, Colossians 3:17 demands that we have a thus saith the Lord for all we say and for all we do. Now, when we compare that to singing or instrumental music, we find a grave distinction between the two. Since singing is something we do, we must have a thus saith the Lord for it. If one plays an instrument or uses instruments of music to accompany their singing in order for that to be acceptable with God, then according to the principle of Colossians 3:17, then there must be a thus saith the Lord. We must be able to say, here's what God has commanded us to do. So, the question is, where does God tell us to use mechanical instruments of music in worship? I'll pause just a second and let you ponder and consider that. But then I'll tell you the answer is nowhere. There is no chapter, there is no book, there is no verse. So if people use mechanical instruments of music, they do so without the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is so because they cannot point to any place in the Bible that authorizes or proves it. Some say, well, God didn't say we couldn't use them. But now, consider this. If you take a prescription to the pharmacist and he returns it to you with two or three other medicines, certainly you're going to ask, why did you include these other drugs, these other medicines? And he can very likely reply, well, the doctor didn't say I couldn't add them. He would be in big trouble, wouldn't he? He'd be in trouble because he acted on his own. He did not have a thus saith the doctor. The doctor didn't have to go through and specify every medicine that would be on the pharmacist's shelf and say, well, now, don't give him this and don't do that or don't include that, by simply specifying what the doctor wanted that eliminated everything else. He didn't have the authority from the doctor to make additions to the prescription. So why isn't it the same with God? Who are we to act on our own and add to what God has authorized? Notice these verses that condemn acting on our own. In Revelation chapter 22, we read verse 18 and 19. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now that's a simple passage. It says, don't add to God's word, don't take away from God's word. But when we apply that to the use of mechanical instruments of music, we find that we have to add them ourselves because the Scripture don't add them. They're not included in the Bible, so we'd have to add it. So what do we do with this? Say, oh God, you know, you're making too big a deal out of this. Well, men may say that. They may feel that way. But it is a big deal with God because He demands that men respect His Word. And if God did not authorize, did not tell us, did not give us an example or command the use of mechanical instruments of music, then we are adding to God's Word to do so. And when we do that, God is going to take care of us one day, and it won't be in a way to go to heaven. Another passage. In 2 John verse 9 we read, Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now notice again, it says, those who do not abide in the doctrine of Christ. The word abide means to remain. Those who do not stay with or remain in the Word of God. He says, what is it about them? They don't have God. They do not have God. Now, some contend that since we're to use psalms in our singing, according to Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, and since psalms are found in the Old Testament, then we can use anything else out of the Old Testament, including instruments of music. However, psalms can be used to sing praises to God because Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16 tell us to sing them. They don't have to be played, but we can sing them. These passages don't tell us to play them. Now, what men like or what sounds good to us is not the point. The question is, what does God tell us to do? Now, also consider this. For one to appeal to the Old Testament to support the playing of mechanical instruments of music shows that nothing can be found in the New Testament to authorize their use. For if it could, then they'd be pointing to it. But since they don't point to it, they admit it's not there. They've got to find it somewhere else. Here's another interesting point about that. The very fact that one would try to go back to the Old Testament and prove mechanical instruments of music, it means that they believe authority is necessary. They're saying, basically, by their action, I know we've got to have a thus saith the Lord. I can't find it in the New Testament. Therefore, I'll go back to the Old, and I'll try to find it there. And some, likewise, want to jump ahead and look into the book of Revelation as to what they suppose might be in heaven. Again, they're saying, well, I believe we need authority from the Word of God. I can't find it in the New Testament, so I want to jump ahead and think that I may have found it in heaven, and therefore I'll use that as an argument. But again, the very fact that they go to the Old Testament or they want to run ahead to heaven is verifying the fact that they believe they need authority and they don't have it in the New Testament. If they did, they'd turn to a passage and show it. Those who contend for a thing have the burden of proof upon them to support their action. So the point is, if you support mechanical instruments of music being used in worship in the church today, then we challenge you to simply point to the passage that authorizes their use. But I'll tell you up front, it can't be done. It's not there. Now, you can whimper and cry and pout as long as you want to. It is not there. So what does Colossians 3:17 have to do with mechanical instruments of music? That verse tells us that whatever we do in word or deed must be done with a thus saith the Lord. And since mechanical instruments of music cannot be done with a thus saith the Lord, then that means we stand condemned in God's sight. We're having to do that which cannot be shown or proved from the Word of God. Then notice another couple of items about mechanical instruments of music and worship, and that they're sinful. For one, we find that their use is not respecting the silence of the Scriptures. In 1 Peter 4:11, we're told to speak as the oracles of God. Well, the oracles of God have not revealed it. Therefore, when we speak about it, we're adding to, we're going beyond the perfect law of liberty. In the New Testament, we find no mention of them, and they cannot be used and still speak as the oracles of God. Number two, we find that the use of mechanical instruments of music violates the principle of walking by faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 7, we're told we walk by faith, not by sight. Well, when we walk by faith, and faith comes by hearing the Word of God, that it means we walk or we live by the Word of God. And if we can't find it in the Word of God, then we're walking by sight. That is our own feeling, our own whims. The New Testament authorizes singing. It does not authorize playing. Number three, mechanical instruments violate the principle of promoting unity among the followers of Christ. Jesus prayed that all believers might be one, John 17 and verse 20 and 21. Well, why can't people get along? Well, the reason they can't get along is because they don't want to honor God. They don't want to follow His Word. If people only did that which the Lord authorized, we would be in peace and harmony. But He didn't authorize mechanical instruments of music. And it destroys the principle of worshiping God in truth. Because only then can we worship God according to that which He has specified, and that is His holy word does not include mechanical instruments of music.